Welcome back. On August 1st, the one and only Lori Shelley is going to be performing at the Jazz Showcase. It's a real kind of special performance because she is going to do a tribute to a man who tremendously influenced her career. The man who most influenced her career is sitting here, and we were just shooting the breeze about new studios, Lee Montgomery, her husband. How long have you guys been married?
32 years.
Her husband of 30. Her husband of 32, almost 33. When's your anniversary?
January 5th.
January 5th, they'll be married 33 years. And she will be in here shortly to talk about the way in which she was a kid when she met Michel Legrand, and that absolutely transformed, wouldn't you say, Lee? That transformed. Yeah. And in a way, it's something that a lot of young singers always aspire to. God, I wish I could meet so-and-so. I wish I could meet so-and-so. And it happened in such a sort of interesting, haphazard kind of way. Why don't we play, while we're waiting for Lori, why don't we play Aubrey, if we could, or Ashley, if we could, a bit of Lori's music.
I'd like to ask a very good friend of mine, who's a very young, very talented singer, to come up with us here and we'll sing together. Miss Lori Shelley.
Little boy lost,
little boy lost,
in search of little boy found,
in search of little boy found.
You go wandering, stumbling, tumbling.
Thank you.
guess who's arrived in the studio? Lori Shelley herself. As I said, Lori is going to be performing a tribute concert to her mentor and a man who, second only to Lee Montgomery, has been the greatest influence in her career. Lee is in here to her husband of almost 33 years. Lori, how are you?
How do you know these
things? You're like, it's like a party here. You're like, wait, do I have time to say hello to Roger Bannis? Oh, Steve Robinson's here. Wait, I have to say hello to him. You know. Ashley Byhun, I don't even know her, but I have to say hello to her, too. Ashley is producing tonight in the absence of Ben Anderson. She's the general manager of her station somewhere in college and will probably no doubt be running this place one of these days. So you must be very excited about this show.
I'm really extremely excited about this show.
By tribute, since we only have two more minutes before we go to commercial break, and we'll get to this at the other end of this thing. Define for me, Lori Shelley, the word tribute. Is it a kind of in honor of?
It is.
But I think in many ways, as though he's as important to you as anybody in your life, except Lee Montgomery, the name Michelle Legrand has kind of faded, don't you think? Maybe not in your mind, but I think in general, this man was a great composer, a hugely successful artist. And I think people, a generation needs to be reminded, isn't it? So the tribute is not just an honor, but it's kind of remind.
You know, I mean, when I was working with him, he was at the height of his career.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I mean, he had, you know, he scored over 200 movies. I don't know how many now, but at that time, I mean, and so, you know, he had Brian's Song, that was one of the huge TV movies,
sure,
about Brian Piccolo. You had The Summer 42. You had Yentl. You had The Go-Between. You had The Three Musketeers. You know, so, you know, things change. I mean, it's years and years later. He's 86 years old, and he is actually re-composing a movie is about Orson Welles.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's, I think that's done. They're going to put this movie out again, and I'm totally blank
about
that.
No,
but,
don't worry about it.
Yes, so
it's a movie, and the other great thing, they're not going to be like 30 Orson Welles movies coming out.
No,
the
but this is
the next Orson Welles movie will be a score by,
you know,
Michelle
Legrand. They're re-bringing it out, and so he scored the music. But yes, I mean, things have changed. You know, life's gone on, and you know.
But I think it is important. I think it's important to not just remember, but to reintroduce people to someone.
I think so. There's a lot of people that know his music, they don't know his name.
Exactly.
And they'll say,
they don't associate. It's like,
who is she?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, she is a he, and it's M-I-C-H-E-L, Michelle,
right,
which is a French spelling for, it's actually Michael. But,
right.
So a lot of people don't know, and younger people that don't know, and then you'll hum something, you'll say, do you know this? Do you know the movie Yentl? And they'll go, oh, yes, I know that. Or, oh, yeah, I know that movie, Brian Piccolo, because, you know, he was
because he's a
famous
guy. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yes, it's, I don't know what, as you see, I'm looking at my notes here. It says Legrand never left me.
Take a break. Don't worry.
We're taking a break?
We're going to take a break.
Okay.
You have to do that. Your buddy Roger Bannis. Well, maybe he's not
going
to. Oh, I can go all the way to the end? Okay, thanks a million. Roger's not going to do the news. Steve Robinson's going to take over the station. Ashley Byhun is going to be the program director. We've got all this done. Lee Montgomery and I are going to open a bar in one of the.
Yeah,
the great thing is we'll take over one of these studios. And
I'm gone.
It'll be more popular than the bar at the 96 at the Hancock. Trust me.
I'm gone.
You and I, yeah, I'm ready. You and I will be the bartenders there.
And I'll be in the back singing.
Lori, who is going to, we can promote the show in the 2 minutes we have before the news. Who's going to be performing with you? Who's going to be playing with you?
And by the way, thank you for what you said, because this music is incredible.
Yeah,
it has never left me. It still hasn't. I mean, I can't explain it.
There are a lot of people who's never left, but they need to be reminded where it came from.
And,
you know, Michelle Legrand was not, you know, Burt Bacharach. He didn't marry Angie Dickinson. I mean, it wasn't that high a profile. Do you know what I mean?
But when he's obviously, because he was doing American films.
Right.
And the films happened to be huge, huge
films. She said, just keep going.
Films.
Yeah.
So.
And I
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, no kidding.
So,
who's
this,
playing with you?
This is a, you just said, is it a tribute? Yes, it's for my friend, my mentor.
Yeah.
And, very profound for me still. So as far as who is going to be with me, I have an incredible group of musicians. Ben Lewis, who's my musical director, pianist. Ben tours with Gary Sinise's Lieutenant Dan Band.
Sure.
And these are all the best, the finest. Eric Hochberg on bass.
I know Eric.
And this gentleman blew my mind when he said, yeah, let's do it. Howard Levy on harmonica.
I thought you were going to ask me to play the harmonica. You got Howard.
Do you play?
Oh, man. Yeah, Howard. That's huge.
Incredible.
Huge
he doesn't
praise.
Do this.
No, he doesn't.
He's been on tour with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones in Canada.
He can go on tour with anybody he wants. Now we have to take a break. I don't know where Roger Banish is. Maybe Steve Robinson will be doing the news now. Or Ashley Byhan might be doing the news. We've got a... Everybody's here. I'm also going to tell you 100 events, 19 days, one epic food festival. Visit ctfoodbowl.com for the ultimate Chicago food experience this August. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 7:20 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It is 10:30, and here with the news, if he's in there, Roger Banish. Welcome back. We are now going to go through the short. We can't spend 8 hours doing it, but we'll do it short. You grew up, Lori Shelley, with a mom who sang in the USO and a dad who was a jazz violinist, but you never, as a kid, had any... You just liked to sing, right? You didn't have any like formal training as a
None.
Little girl.
I had no training at all, and I've had many vocal teachers ask me who I studied with.
Yeah,
you know, and I haven't studied with anybody ever.
You did though. A number of my friends went there too. The legendary place called the Herrand Theater Camp.
Herrand. Yes.
That place changed your life. Can you tell me how?
Wow. Yes.
I didn't start the place.
No, but...
She's like, wow!
But you know, because you know...
Well, I know a lot of people. I know people who went
You really do.
Years, and it was
You've
a
been
very,
following me
I
around.
I didn't and... stalking is what it's called.
Oh, my gosh.
It had a big influence on a couple generations of Chicago kids. I never went there, but I knew people who did.
It did.
For seven years,
I went from 7 years old to...
What was it exactly, Lori Shelley?
It's still going. It's now in Kenosha at a college. I just sent a message to one of the daughters of the owners, Janice.
What kind of kids went there? More to the
point. It's a theater camp.
What kind of parents sent their kids there?
From everywhere. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And it had sports. I mean, you did everything, but the main thing was theater. And so, and it was an overnight camp. From everywhere in the world. Right. And so, for me, that was a good part of my childhood. So at 7 years old, I was there, and so you were in. After the first 4 weeks, you did a pageant, and all the cabins were named after, shows like Plain and Fancy, Brigadoon, Guys and Dolls. So, and it just became a family for me. I was just, it's incredible.
Did it teach you self-confidence or... give you a taste of your kids, but it could still
for me
you a
it did
of
because of
them.
My upbringing, which wasn't good. So for me, when they started to hear me sing, all of a sudden everything changed. I kind of became the little star of the camp.
Really?
Yeah. They had.
If I ask my friends about that camp, will they tell me you were the little star of the camp?
Uh oh. Well. You know, it got to a point where you're young and you sing, and then all of a sudden, each year you come back. And there was one particular time when we were, doing singing for whatever show we were going to do, and they couldn't find somebody to do certain solos and Fiddler on the Roof, so I had to do three. And it just started to get known for my age. I was way ahead of myself.
Yeah.
And Janice just, Janice Gaffin, her mother was one of the sisters, Pearl. There was Sully and Pearl Horand, as they would say. But, and she said just yesterday, sending me a PM message on Facebook about your, I remember, your very mature voice. So there was a talent show. Wow. I was always in that. I was way ahead of myself. In fact, this is really wild. So there was a guy named Bobby Cook who has passed, and he was wonderful. So he would play for me, and he goes in the file, and he gets a piece of music. You won't believe this, and I have it. He pulls out I Will Wait for You, which is a Michel Legrand song. So here I am singing it as an upbeat thing at Horand Camp, and I still have this music.
Wow. So we flash ahead.
Camp gave me a lot of love and confidence, I would say.
Yeah, no kidding. So we flash ahead. You listen to Michel Legrand when you're a teenager, and then you finally meet him. You're 19 years old. You're at Mr. Kelly's. He says, do you have some, I don't know how he talks, do you have something for
exactly.
me? Something for me to play?
It's really good
Can
what
you show
said.
Me one
yes.
of your examples of your singing style?
Basically, that is what happened, you know?
And you didn't have anything?
I went up to him, actually, and said, I love your music. Randy Waldman, who's Barbara Streisand's music director, pianist, who lived, is from here, called me. Want to go hang out and listen to him? And I said, sure. And so after a show, I'd say, I was about 14, I was listening to Legrand, and I said, I love your music. He said, you have something I could hear? And I said, no. I didn't have anything, and Randy and I were talking about maybe getting a chance to record something in the basement of his parents' home. He had a little setup. So that never happened, and, you know, today we'd be exchanging cards. I'd be saying,
email to you. Well, you would
so I left.
You'd show up with a purse full of just on
exactly.
the off chance to meet anybody.
Or I'd stand there and start singing. But yeah. I left and came back the next night.
But you didn't have anything the next
Nothing.
Night either.
And no.
Then, now, here's the great story that I have heard. Tell me that this is a crazy Rick Cogan story. That you said, look, I'll sing for you, but you have to play for me. And somebody there goes, wait a minute, what are you, nuts? You're asking Michel Legrand, you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're asking Michel Legrand to accompany the most, you know, one of the most famous composers, players in the world,
yeah.
to accompany you on piano. And he said that, of course, I will. I don't know what he said.
Well, everybody got silent. You know, Phil Woods is sitting there, and all these other jazz musicians, and a string quartet from the symphony, and Nat Shapiro at the time, his manager. And I said, why don't you? He said, do you have anything? I said, no. Margaret Stam was there. And I said, why don't you play for me and I'll sing? And everybody just looked at me who do
like
you think you are?
That's a lot of chutzpah, yeah.
Well, I don't know where that came from because he went, okay, why don't you come here tomorrow and when we're tuning up the piano and, you know, I'll sing.
And you did.
And I did.
You sang You Must Believe in Spring.
I sang Pieces of Dreams, which is blowing my mind when I think about there's the composer. You know, just... And then... I sing Bye Bye Blackbird, I scattered a little, and then he was like getting up from the piano, and I said, could I sing You Must Believe in Spring? And when I started to say, I want to sing something else, he goes, no, you know, that's good. They were very excited. They were looking for someone. I didn't know this at the time.
Yeah.
Then I said, You Must Believe in Spring, and he went and sat back down, and he let me sing it, because it's a difficult song.
When you look back on this, and I know, Laurie Shelley, you're doing a tribute concert on August 1st at Jazz Showcase, two sets. When you look back on that life-altering meeting over a couple days, do I believe it happened? I mean, it's in a way, it's so magical.
It is. It's like a story.
Yeah.
A storybook story. I mean, it's like something, you know, in a movie you would see. I was talking to a friend of mine.
Right.
I was talking to a friend of mine, Jimmy DePasquale, and he said, it's like a storybook, you know. He said it's like, you know, and it was instant. So the minute they heard me sing, that was it. And it was like within weeks.
I was,
the next week they sent me his demo at the time on an LP. And I remember sitting there listening to all these songs, just weeping because it was just magnificent. You know, everybody knows.
They sent you the demo saying, okay, here's a demo. You better
learn these songs.
Learn these songs.
You know, learn
these. Going out on the road.
You know. And then they sent me the lyrics to a duet that derived from the famous jazz opera, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Yeah, sure.
And two songs out of there, you know, I Will Wait for You, Watch What Happens. And I remember they're sending the lyrics, and it's very funny because when I arrived in New York to rehearse, and his manager says, now, you know, this is a very emotional piece, obviously. I had something to listen to. And I'm thinking, you're telling me, you know, so it's got to be, it was, you know, perfect for me.
Who did you tell first that you were going on the road with Michelle Legrand?
I called my sister right away.
And she said, what are you
doing? That was the end of that. No, she was like calling everybody and, you know.
It's a fantastic
because
story.
Because it was so
unbelievable. Yeah, it is. We have to take a short little break. We'll come back and talk more with Lori Shelley about this Jazz Showcased August 1st adventure with the elusive Howard Levy playing harmonica with her.
And also Ernie Adams.
And Ernie Adams, I know. It's a great band. It is a tribute to Michelle Legrand, who plucked her out of Mr. Kelly's and took her on the road and changed her life. We'll be right back. Thanks, Aubrey. We're going to talk some more about the show, and which is on August 1st. It is a tribute to Michelle Legrand, who, if you've just been listening for the last 5 minutes, Lori Shelley met at Mr. Kelly's, and over a strange encounter, Lori had no music to give him, so she convinced him to play, to accompany her on the on his piano, and that led to a tour with Michelle Legrand. He is still alive in Paris. He is still touring with his music. Remind people, maybe the easiest way, what's your set list for the shows?
Well, I'll be doing songs like How Do You Keep the Music Playing, which was actually a pop ballad recorded by Patty Austin and James Ingram. That's from the movie Just Friends. I Will Wait for You, Watch What Happens. Those are from the jazz opera The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, Pieces of Dreams. What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life?
Wow.
Want to hear something cool?
Yeah.
So he's at Mr. Kelly's performing. And they, once they heard me, I was invited back every night. Because, you know.
Yeah.
So there I am one night, and he's performing, and in walks the actress Jean Simmons with his entourage, and the movie What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life came from the happy ending. So he's performing and singing What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, and there she is sitting there. It was just like
magic.
It was amazing.
Magic.
It was magic. The Summer Knows from the Summer 42,
Boy.
The Way He Makes Me Feel from Yentl, The Windmills of Your Mind, and, you know, so on and so on. This Summer Me, Winter Me. You know.
It's really an astonishing, and, you know, I had forgotten. I bet if you went out and asked a number of people, name, you know, Michelle Legrand is on the level of Burt Bacharach and some of these other great songwriters.
Both geniuses.
Who you know all the time. If we could, Ashley Byon, who has been the extraordinary producer of this show, thank you, filling in for Ben Anderson. Let's hear a little of Lori Shelley singing the aforementioned Windmills of My Mind.
It's a little unusual.
singer, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lori Shelley sitting right here next to me. Lee Montgomery is still here in the studio. Steve Robinson still here. It's like a party up here. Lori Shelley, there is an amazing thing that Dave Gallagher sent me that is some kind of YouTube video of you and Michelle Legrand doing something together. I saw it, and it's fantastic. How can talk to people? How do they find that? Couldn't they just go to YouTube?
They can. I have a YouTube account, Lori Shelley, L-A-U-R-Y-S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. It's incredible. He put this together for the show and blew my mind because I think on the LP, first of all, every concert we did a duet. It's funny. Here we go. Of Pieces of Dreams. Can't get away from this guy. And
why should you?
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, my saying, if it ain't broke. So at the St. Regis Hotel in New York, they recorded an album called Michelle Legrand and Friends, and I am on that album singing the duet of Pieces of Dreams, also on Michelle Legrand, the RCA Years. So Dave sent me this promo video that just blew my mind, and in the beginning, it's actually Michelle announcing me.
Yeah.
I was 20 years old, and it's, you know, live of us singing Pieces of Dreams, and it's just so incredible. It's just so wonderful. So that's on YouTube.
He obviously was a very, not only a very, very talented man, but a very, very nice man, too. And he was, if not a father figure to you, he certainly gave you an intense lesson in show business. If you're on
without
the
road, realizing
if you're on yeah of course not you're
you know,
a kid
you're
having
so young.
Fun
and also singing with him, like if people do hear this video and it says Lori Shelley, it actually says Lori Michelle Mr. Kelly's.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to us, I mean, he didn't tell me I need you to do this. One time he said during the duet, he said when we were practicing, I want you to sing this line and don't breathe, connect it to the next. That was it.
Huh.
Singing with him, it was just so, you know, you're intertwined. And I think it's kind of a natural thing that's there or it's not. I didn't have to work at it. It was just
so. He obviously sent something in you, you know, singing it next to his piano at Kelly's when you did that. I mean, he obviously.
Because I was so passionate about his music. I mean, the minute my brother-in-law put the album on, Jack Jones Sings Michelle Legrand, which is obviously, I've kind of took the baton from that title because I think, you know, that title says it all because that is what I'm doing. I'm singing Michelle Legrand. So he put this on and the whole album is incredible. Jack Jones is one of the finest singers, in my opinion. And it just, it had such an effect on me. Every song on there. So by the time I met Legrand, it was just, you know, it was the right place at the right time, and it was just magnificent.
He's 86. He's still performing. He's still vital. Do you have any communication with him now?
Not personally, although I'm on Facebook with Benjamin, his son.
Yeah.
And about a month ago, I asked how his father was and how he's doing, and I'm going to actually, I want to send a letter to him, you know, because I haven't had contact with him.
You should. Do you think, it's not my place to even ask you this, but do you think he'd be proud of you, wouldn't he?
I hope so.
What do you think? I know you
hope so. I think he would, because I think I've evolved. You know, I think you know, you get where you get as a human being, which is connected to whatever you do. And some of us, you know, you have to grow a little more. And I'm really, really planted. I as a writer, you know, a singer, writer, you know. And I think he really has influenced me because what I write is very passionate. And his music is, you know, I say it as kidding around, but it's like the Olympics of music. It's, you know, very rangy. It's very difficult, but not to me. You know,
yeah.
So, but
it's not.
Thank you. That was a good point. I hope he'd be proud.
Well, I think he would. Your husband Lee Montgomery is terribly proud of you. There's no question about that. I love the way you
Thanks,
and Lee
honey.
Met. I mean, Lee was. I mean, in this town used to be a big hub of commercial making in the day, and Lee was one of the leading voices in that crazy business as a singer and a songwriter.
I met him when he was the commercial for Miller Beer, Welcome to Miller Time, which was written for Lee. So I'm at Universal. They flew him in to do Long John Silver's, and I just happened to be there at the same time.
See, Shelley, you've had the luckiest career. I walked into Mr. Kelly's, and there was this man, Michel Legrand, and he took me under his wing, and then I walked in a recording studio, and there's this guy, Lee Montgomery, there. You've had a charm career, and I hope it continues on. It is going to continue on at the Jazz Showcase on August 1st, where Lori Shelley will be doing a tribute concert to her mentor and one of the great influences in her life, Michel Legrand. It will be two sets. Will they be different at all?
Yes, 8 and 10. They will be different. It's hard because it's like you go, well, if somebody leaves, you know, so don't leave. Stay after the first set. But the thing that's so unbelievable is I love what you said in the beginning about people need to know about this music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, young musicians, you know, because this is what influenced me.
Yep.
And I like everything, you know.
Yeah.
My writing is more pop, rock, soul, and so, but this music is the most magnificent music to me. There's a lot of great music, but this music just...
And the other thing, dear, is you sing it awfully well.
Thank you so much.
So August 1st, you go to Lori's website. It's LauryShelley.com.
You can also go to the Jazz Showcase website.
Go to Jazz Showcase, too. You can just show up at Jazz Showcase. It's all easy. It's great to see you, Lee. It's always great to see you, too.
Thank you. It's great to see you.
Well, thank you. Like these new studios?
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Ashley Byhunt, thanks for filling in for Ben Anderson. You were great. Aubrey Mumpower, world's greatest engineer. Steve Robinson is changing the face of modern radio with his classical profiles.com. And Lori Shelley will be at Jazz Showcase on the 1st of August. Carl Amari is coming up. I will be at Bughouse Square Saturday from noon to 4 hosting these soapbox debates in honor of Sud Circle. It's also the Newberry Library's huge book sale. Go to newberry.org, and I'll see you Saturday, or I'll see you next Sunday on the radio. The Steve Cochran Show celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 7:20 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It's 11 o'clock on the dot. And here with the news brought to you by RiverboatTwilight.com is one of Lori Shelley's biggest fans, Roger Badish.
That is correct.